listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and we're continuing to talk about three remarkable new apostles that have recently been called into the Quorum of the Twelve during the October 2015 General Conference. We've already discussed a bit about Elder Rasband and Elder Renland, but now we are going to talk about Elder Gary E. Stevenson. He grew up in the Cache Valley area of Utah and grew up with very loving and service-oriented parents who taught him by example how to be kind and care for those around him, especially while his father was the bishop of their ward. Elder Stevenson grew up and was called to a full-time mission in Japan, where he developed a love for the Asian people and culture. He returned and got a business degree from the University of Utah, where he met, and as he puts it, instantly was smitten by, Lisa Jean Higley. They later married, and they are the parents of four sons. He has said that his wife embodies, quote, selfless service and unconditional love for all. Wouldn't that be nice to have your husband say that about you? She sounds like a wonderful woman. Well, Elder Stevenson went on to found and become president of an exercise equipment manufacturing company until he went to serve as the president of the Japan Nagoya Mission from 2004 to 2007. In 2008, he was called to the first Quorum of the 70, where he served in the Asia North Area Presidency and as the church's presiding bishop. When Elder Stevenson learned of his call, he gave a brief address at the most recent General Conference and had some wonderful, very humbling advice to share with members of the church.
I stand before you as evidence of the words of the Lord recorded in the first section of the Doctrine and Covenants, that the fullness of the gospel might be proclaimed by the weak and simple unto the ends of the earth and before kings and rulers. These words are preceded by the Lord's declaration, which demonstrates the love of a father for his children. Wherefore I, the Lord, knowing the calamity which should come upon the inhabitants of the earth, called upon my servant Joseph Smith Jr. and spake unto him from heaven and gave him commandments. Our loving Heavenly Father and his Son Jehovah, with a knowledge of the end from the beginning, opened the heavens and a new dispensation to offset the calamities that they knew would come. The Apostle Paul described the forthcoming calamities as perilous times. For me, this suggests that Heavenly Father's generous compensation for living in perilous times is that we also live in the fullness of times. As I agonized over my inadequacies this week, I received a distinct impression which both chastened and comforted me: to focus not on what I can't do, but rather what I can do. I can testify of the plain and precious truths of the gospel. These are the words which I have shared hundreds of times with both those who belong to the church and many who are not members. God is our loving Heavenly Father. We are His children. He weeps with us when we suffer and rejoices when we do what is right. He wants to communicate with us, and we can communicate with Him through sincere prayer. Heavenly Father has provided us, His children, with a way to return and live in His presence. Central to Heavenly Father's plan is Jesus Christ's atonement. Heavenly Father sent His Son to the earth to atone for the sins of all mankind. Of these plain and precious truths, I bear my testimony, and I do so in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
We are surely excited to hear more from Elder Stevenson. Again, if you were not able to watch the October 2015 General Conference or any other conferences, if you want to go back a little bit in time, you can do so at mormonchannel.org. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Thank you so much for listening. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.